We go now to the Kara Tepe refugee camp in Greece. That's where over 1 million refugees have surged through, primarily from war-torn Syria. And it's also where Karen Kirk is stationed, along with her crochet needles and her wool. The retired Clucas Lake resident is there sharing her passion for needlework with refugees. And I caught up with her from the refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos for more.
Hello.
Hello. It's Caroline calling from CBC Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I just got home from a heartbreaking experience at that squat because yesterday was Valentine's Day. Then today I went to the grocery store because all the chocolate was half price. So I bought them up a big pile of chocolate and pop because they get a lot of rice and beans. So today we just had chocolate and pop at the squat. Oh, it was great. They haven't had chocolate for a while. Oh, sorry, I didn't cry until now. You know, just the things that we just take for granted every single day.
We should back up here a little bit, Karen. I'm calling you in Greece this morning.
Well, I came to Greece last year in May because my 24-year-old daughter and I had been watching everything on television, and I said to her, oh man, you know, I've always wanted to volunteer and do something like that, but somehow life's gotten in the way, and, you know, and I'm not a doctor or a teacher, so I don't think I would be of any help. And my daughter, who's 24, said, well, I'm going. And she just came, and she got off the plane, and she went downtown Athens, and you know, just jumped into the UNHCR, Humanitarian Crisis Relief Group, and somebody just handed her a kid and said, get busy, roll up your sleeves. So a lot of people came, like my daughter did, and I did after her, as independent volunteers. And at that point, last year in May, not even the big NGOs had even all moved in, like the Red Cross and Save the Children and everybody.
What was that like?
Anybody who showed up? Well, it was unbelievable. It was just, it was not frightening at all. That's the first question most people ask me is, oh my God, were you scared? And it wasn't frightening at all because I thought, well, I'm one of the only people here that has any control. These people have no control over what's happening in their lives. I won't allow myself to feel hopeless. No, I just simply will not allow myself to feel hopeless, because if I did, I would just have to droop my shoulders and get on the plane and go home and just say, oh, that didn't do nothing. Ugh. Because I see hope in the faces of every single refugee that I meet here. What I came here this time for was, like I said, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a doctor or a psychologist, you know, some of the things that are really needed. But when I was here last year with my daughter, what we discovered was that one of the huge problems, there's a million problems, but the one that I felt that I could cope with and give some assistance to was boredom. They sit all day waiting to be called and take the ferry to Athens for their interview with the people. And I don't even know how the interview process goes for them, but they all sit waiting for that day. Then they come back from Athens after their interview and they sit in camp and they wait again to be called again, someone else. And days and weeks go by and they've got children to entertain and they've got grandma to look after and, you know. So I said, okay, well, what can I do? Well, when I was here last year, I noticed, interacting with the children, that all of the girls, lots of the boys, and all of the women crochet. I crochet. I've crocheted since I was a little girl. It was taught to me by my mom when I was little, and I love to crochet. It's my thing, my hobby. So since May, I started collecting crochet hooks. My husband and I road trip a lot. As soon as we approach a town, my husband types into the GPS thrift stores. We find the value villages. I run in and I find 5 or 10 or 6 or 2 crochet hooks. So by the time I came here at the beginning of this month, I had 500 crochet hooks and 2 suitcases full of yarn. And I also had a little GoFundMe account, and my friends put together over $500 for me. And so I've purchased yarn when I'm here. And when I walk into camp in the morning with my little bag over the shoulder that they know is full of crochet hooks and yarn, I get mobbed. And then I spend the day sitting on the floor with little girls and crocheting, and the women come in, and the moms will help me teach, or the bigger teenage girls will help me teach. And then at the end of lesson, at the end of crochet, everybody goes back to their tent at night with the rest of their ball yarn and their hook, and they have something to do for a couple of hours to keep them going. Then I come in the morning, and they show me a little purse or a little Barbie clothes, or a little attempt at a hat, or a little square pot holder kind of thing, or whatever they've crocheted, they bring to me in the morning and show me, and my heart pounds. It's pretty simple. It's nothing. I don't do anything great. I just crochet. They have nothing. They just don't have anything, you know. And the first time I was here and I learned about the crochet, I immediately zoomed off into the village to pick up some hooks for the little girls that I'd been playing with. And a crochet hook costs €4 on Lesbos. So that's about $6.50 Canadian dollars. So, you know, they do get like a Visa cash card every month from the EU. And that's where they buy things like their sanitary products or extra food or time on their phone or, you know, things that aren't handed out to them by the NGOs, things that they need, books. But there's never €4 left for a crochet hook and then €10 for some yarn. It's just not there, you know. They don't have it. So it's kind of a luxury item to them. Now I'm working on my own money because, of course, I bring some of my own money, too. I've used up all my GoFundMe money. So, yeah, I'll still purchase more wool here. I've cleaned out the dollar store here. When I come home, my heart is just full and swollen and bursting.
It's a real pleasure to meet you. Good luck.
Okay, right on. Thank you so much. Bye.
Karen Kirk lives in Klukas Lake. We reached her in the Kara Tepe refugee camp in Greece. And as you heard there, Karen is crocheting with refugees there. You can see her photos and more about her work on our Facebook page at Daybreak North. There's a full story posted there. You can also visit her GoFundMe page, Arts and Crafts at Kara Tepe, should you want to donate some money so she can buy more crochet hooks and yarn for refugees in Greece.